So glad you're here tonight. Thanks for being in God's house tonight, teenager. We've had a good time in the gym, and now it's time to preach. So let's go in our Bibles, please, to Proverbs chapter 15. I won't be too long tonight, I promise. Proverbs chapter 15, and let's turn there. We all got Bibles. Share with someone if you don't have one in your lap, look on someone else's. And this message can help you tonight. This is from the Word of God, and it can help you, but you've got to listen. You've got to pay attention. So Proverbs chapter 15. And when we get there, we're going to read verse 2. And let's get there. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 2. It says this, "The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness." And before we go any further, let's pray and we'll get right into the message. Lord, we love you. Thank you for a wonderful night so far. I ask you to bless these teenagers. Please, Lord, use their lives. Help them to listen to this message. Speak to their hearts in your precious and holy name. Amen. Let's read that verse one more time, and I'll tell you the title of my message. Verse 2 of chapter 15 of Proverbs, "The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness." The question tonight and the title of my message is simply this: what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Have you ever asked somebody that? I know I definitely have. I think once I give you some examples, you understand what I'm saying. The question is, what are you talking about? I know my kids. Sometimes Donald Jr. will come up to me, and he'll run up to me, and he'll be like, "Daddy, Daddy." I'll say, "What's going on, buddy?" And he'll say, "I will do, I will do, how many cups of Donald, I will do." And I don't know a word he just said. And I'll say, "Donald, what are you talking about? I don't get it." Sometimes Sethy just comes up and grunts at me. He'll just come up and go, "Duh." And I say, "Seth, what are you talking about, buddy?" And so I've asked that. I know some of you in the room, some of you teenagers, you come up and you start going crazy or talking so fast I can barely understand you, and you're going crazy. I know Sierra's one that always does that. She'll come up and she'll just say, "Pastor Donald, did you know that?" And I say, "Sierra, what are you talking about? It's a psycho." Hey, how about this? Sometimes, you know, let's say I come up to someone, and I come up to Tristan right here. I say, "Tristan, I heard that someone said that you like to drink milk out of bottles. Is that true?" And, you know, he would say, now we know that it's true because he did it at the teen and parent dinner as a joke, but he would say, "What are you talking about?" You know, someone comes up to me and says, "Hey, Pastor Donald, I heard that you like to eat broccoli with ketchup." And I'll say, "What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. It makes no sense." But tonight, can I say this? Tonight, we're not going to be talking about not understanding somebody. You know, "What are you talking about? I don't get what you're saying." Or we're not going to talk about that, you know, thinking somebody's crazy. You know, "What are they talking about? They're going crazy." And we're not even going to be talking about defending your own reputation. Someone comes up to you and says something. You say, what are you talking about? That's not true. We're not talking about any of those things. The question tonight is, what are you talking about? And tonight, I am seriously asking you, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What does your personal, regular, everyday conversation consist of? What do you talk about? What are you talking about? The Bible says in the next verse, Proverbs 15 and verse 3, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." You know that God sees every single thing that we do. Everywhere we go, everybody we hang around, everything we watch, God sees everything we do. Everything. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. So if the eyes of the Lord are in every place, don't you realize that so are his ears? The ears of the Lord are in every place. Not only does God see everything we do, but God also hears everything we say. God hears every song we listen to. God hears every TV show that we watch. God hears every word that comes out of our mouth. He hears everything we talk about. He hears everyone we talk about. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, but so are his ears. Hey, can I ask you some questions tonight? We'll get a little personal. When you're at school, hanging around your friends, you're at school, what do you talk about? What are you talking about when you're at school? You say, "Oh, I'm talking about school stuff." I'm not talking about when you're in class time answering questions. I'm talking about maybe between classes or before school starts at the bus stop or as you're walking home from school and you're walking with your friends. What do you talk about? What does your conversation consist of? Hey, when you're at home with your family, what do you talk about? Hey, when you are on the bus driving to school, driving home from school, you're sitting next to a friend, what do you talk about? What do you talk about? When you're at church, here at church, hey, I love it when I see teenagers here in the youth group. You know, we're here and we're in the game room and people are sitting at the table and talking and fellowship. I love that. But listen, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what you talk about when it's just you and another friend or on the side of the teen room. What do you talk about? What are you talking about in the house of God? Hey, when you're on the phone with somebody, with a friend, what do you guys talk about? You're in your own room alone, talking about this, that, the other thing. What do you talk about? When you're sleeping over a friend's house or they're sleeping over your house and it's in the middle of the night, you know, when you guys are still up, what do you guys talk about? What are you talking about? Hey, how about this? When you're on Facebook, say, how can you, I don't, you can't talk. No, I'm talking about even typing. You're messaging someone on Facebook. That's communicating. What do you talk about when you're Facebook messaging with people? Would you be ashamed if I got to see all your Facebook messages? If I logged you into my computer and you logged into your Facebook account and I clicked on your messages and started reading through each one, would you be ashamed? How about beyond me? What if God himself could see your Facebook messages? And can I say this? He can see your Facebook messages. God knows what you type. What are you talking about on Facebook? How about this? This is something else that I don't have one of these, but I know it's pretty popular nowadays. Snapchat. Take a picture, you send it to someone, and if they see it, disappeared in 5 seconds, something like that, and you can put a little text in there or whatever. What are you Snapchatting about? That's a form of communication. Here's one. When you're with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, talk on the phone or sitting next to each other or whatever, hanging out, what are you talking about? You talking about things you shouldn't be talking about? What do you talk about with your boyfriend or girlfriend? When you're around your friends at the park or at sports practice or walking down the street, whatever it may be at the mall, what are you talking about? What do you talk about? Think about that tonight. Think about your everyday conversation. What do you talk about? If God himself was sitting or standing right by you, God was right next to you at school or home or on the bus or at church or out on the phone or, you know, with your over your shoulder while you're on Facebook or when you're with your boyfriend or girlfriend, with your friends. If God was right there with you, would he be okay with your conversation? Would he be ashamed of what you said? Would he be disappointed in the things that you talk about? If God was right there with you, followed you around all day with your friends on the bus, the things you talk about, would he laugh at the jokes that you laugh at? Would he sing the songs that you sing? Would he listen to the songs you sing? Would God be okay with your conversation? Think about it. Think about it. Now, let's just take God out of it for a second. Listen, can I say this? He does hear everything you say, and he is with you every day, every moment. But let's say God's not, let's not talk about God. How about just this? When you're at school or home or on the bus or on Facebook or whatever, 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 you're talking to people, friends, family, whatever. By what you're saying, the way you talk, the things that you talk about, can others tell that you're a Christian? Can other people tell that you are saved? Do they know that you're saved by the way you talk? By the things you talk about, by the songs that you sing? Do they know what you believe? Hey, do you represent Jesus in a good way? Do you represent God in a good way by what you talk about? Hey, if I had my Loomis Park Youth Group t-shirt on, and I was walking down downtown Jackson, and I had my Loomis Park Youth Group t-shirt on, but I also had a beer in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and I'm walking down the street smoking and drinking, would I be representing the youth group in a good way? No, not at all. People would say, man, what kind of youth group is that? They smoke and drink. What is the deal here? And can I say, if you're a Christian, if you name the name of Christ, you're saved, and Jesus saved your soul, forgave you of your sins, and you're a Christian, how are you representing him? You are representing him by the way you talk. Is it in a good way or a bad way? What are you talking about? Here's what I want you to get from the message tonight. Listen, I want you to zone in for a minute. Okay, this is exactly, I'm going to preach. We won't be long. I'm getting through my notes quickly. I got some things I want to share with you. But listen, this is what I want you to take from the message. I want you to ask yourself this question. Really mean it. Here's the question. Is what you're talking about pleasing to God? Is what you talk about on a daily basis with your friends, family, whoever, is the things that you talk about, are they pleasing to God? Think about it in your mind. I want to give you some examples right now of conversation that does not please God. Conversation that doesn't please God. I'll show you. Maybe you'll fall in line with one of these things. Number one is this. Something, conversation that doesn't please God. Number one is this. Let's go over to Proverbs 6. We'll get to the verse first. We'll read it, and I'll tell you what it is. Proverbs chapter 6. Number one, conversation that doesn't please God. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17. We're on a list right now, so I'll start in verse 16. This is the list. Look at the list. Verse 16 of Proverbs 6. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Okay, so now the list starts. Things that God hates. 17, verse 17. A proud look. And the second one, a lying tongue. A lying tongue. Number one example of conversation that does not please God. Number one, dishonest conversation. Dishonest conversation. Not telling the truth. So, are you a liar? Think about it. Are you a liar? Do you lie? Hey, I know we've all lied at one point or another. When I was a kid, I told a lie in school once. I said I read a book and I skimmed through. I lied. But I'm talking about it's just a regular part of your life. Are you a liar? Do you just make things up to help yourself? Just make things up to help yourself, to make yourself look better. Maybe to your parents or your teacher. I mean, your parents say, hey, did you finish your homework? Oh, yeah, I finished it. But you really know you didn't. Say, well, that's not really a big deal. It's just homework. It is a big deal to God. Lying is a sin, and God hates it. He is not pleased with dishonest conversation. Spreading rumors about somebody. Hey, did you hear so-and-so, you know, is doing this or doing that? Hey, did you hear that, you know, little Jimmy is, you know, smoking cigarettes now? Or did you hear that you know, Jimmy and Sally did this or that? Listen, rumors are wicked. They're wrong. It's dishonest conversation. God's not pleased with it. You know that Satan is the father of lies? The Bible says that Satan is the father of lies. You want to be associated with that? Hey, maybe you don't lie. Maybe your parents, maybe you lie to me. Do you lie to me? Are you a liar? God hates dishonest conversation. You may be able to lie to me. You may be able to lie to your parents, your teacher, but can I tell you this? You cannot lie to God. God knows the truth. God knows your heart. If that's something that you struggle with, lying, maybe it's just part of your life, you need to get that right. Get it right with God. God can help you with that. He's not pleased with dishonest conversation. What else? Proverbs 25. Go to Proverbs 25, number 2. Proverbs chapter 25. Number 1 is God's not pleased with dishonest conversation. Let's look at number 2. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 23. The north wind driveth away rain. So doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue. A backbiting tongue. You know what backbiting means? It doesn't literally mean that I'm going to just come up to someone and just bite them on the back. I'm not going to do that. That's not what backbiting means. Backbiting is a biblical term that means malicious talk about someone when they're not present. Malicious talk about someone when they're not present. Malicious means intending to cause harm. So number 2 is this. Conversation that doesn't please God. Number 2 is hurtful conversation. Doesn't please God. Hurtful conversation does not please God. He hates it. He hates it. Do you talk about others behind their back? I just mentioned it in the dishonest conversation, but maybe it's something that's true. You're talking about someone behind their back. You're making fun of somebody. You're using a backbiting tongue. You're using malicious talk, intending to cause harm to someone, hurting someone's feelings by what you're saying about them. That's hurtful conversation. God hates it. He's not pleased with it. We say, well, I don't talk about people behind their back. You know, I'm honest. If I want to talk to them about someone, I'll come right to their face and say it. Well, can I say this? Just because you say something mean behind their back or in front of their face, either way, it's wrong. Whether you're talking about something behind their back, that's wrong. And when you say it to their face, that's not right. So, well, I'm being honest with them, trying to help. You're not trying to help them. You're just being a jerk. Don't try to say, oh, I'm being honest, when you're just trying to be a jerk. Hurtful conversation displeases God. Either way, it's wrong, whether it's behind their back or their face. God hates it. Just like the verse says in verse 23, it says, the north wind driveth away rain. It's like a weather kind of illustration about how the wind can push the storm out of the way. It drives away the rain. Listen, with your hurtful conversation, you're going to drive away people too. Like the verse says, you'll drive people away. Why would anyone want to hang around someone who always makes fun of people? So yeah, but there's kids at school that do that. They make fun of people and everybody thinks they're hilarious and funny. Listen, that only lasts so long. Because if someone's going to say something hurtful, maybe you hang around someone that is a jerk and makes fun of people. The longer you hang around, sooner or later they're going to be doing it to you. They're going to drive people away. And if that's you, you're the one that has hurtful conversation. You're the one that leads the pack and makes fun of people. People are going to not be around you. You're going to be alone one day. Drives people away, hurtful conversation. God's not pleased with that at all. What else? One more. Proverbs chapter 15. We'll move quickly. Come on. It's a verse we started with. Proverbs 15:2 says this. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Number three, conversation that doesn't please God, foolish conversation. Foolish conversation doesn't please God. Hey, can I say this? It's okay to joke around sometimes. Hey, I joke around with some of you. We laugh. We make fun of each other in a nice way, in a kind way. We're just kind of fooling around, have a good time, and we know what we're doing. We're not being jerks. Hey, it's okay to talk about, you know, video games or this and that and the other thing, stuff that we like to do. I'm not saying that those are wrong to talk about. But listen, if all you talk about is video games and TV and whoever the new hottest singer is or the best song or what, I'll tell you, that's foolish talk if that's all you talk about. It's okay to joke around sometimes, but not all the time. There's times to be serious. There's times to actually talk about stuff that's actually worthwhile. Hey, the gospel is worthwhile. Listen, if all you talk about is you and your friends and TV shows and video games that you like to play and songs that you love and this, that, and the other thing. Listen, that's foolish conversation. God's not pleased with it. God's not pleased with it. No. Now listen, I gave you some examples of conversation that doesn't please God. Let's turn it around now. Let me give you three forms of conversation that God is pleased with. Some examples of conversation that does please God. So I don't want to just leave you with all the negative. I want to give you something to help you. Now these can help you. These next three things, they can help you. Make these a part of your life. Number one, Proverbs chapter 12. Go to Proverbs 12. We're all in Proverbs tonight. Proverbs chapter 12. Look down at verse 19. Number one is this, okay? 19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Number one, honest conversation. Honest conversation pleases God. Hey, the verse says, the lip of truth shall be established forever. Forever. Can I say this? Listen, in honest conversation, if you have honest conversation, people can count on you. Be someone that people can count on. They can count on your word. They know that what you say, you mean it. You don't want to have the reputation of you say something, is he telling the truth this time, or is he fooling around, or is he lying? No, be someone that people can count on. The Bible says the lip of truth shall be established forever. Be someone that people can count on. And then it says, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Listen, when you're dishonest about yourself, maybe about yourself, I can do this, or I look this way, or I do this, or maybe on Facebook you tell a lie about yourself, try to make yourself look better. You're not just being dishonest to others, you're being dishonest to yourself, to who God, how God made you. People are not going to want to get close to someone who's dishonest. If you're a liar, no, be honest. Be someone that people can count on. Lying tongue is but for a moment. Listen, it's not going to last long. It's going to end in misery if all you do is lie and you're dishonest. No, have honest conversation. You tell a lie, you're dishonest. Someone, here's an example. Someone, your teacher asks you, hey, did you do the homework? Oh, no, I didn't. That's honest. That's good. You know, you might get in trouble for it, but fine. How about this, the other side of it? Teacher said, hey, did you do the homework? Yep. Okay, where is it? So now you're already down to one lie. I left it at home. Okay, just bring tomorrow. Well, then you don't know what the homework is. Listen, you're building lie upon lie upon lie. When you lie to try to get out of consequences, the consequences just increase. You lied to your parents about something. Were you with so-and-so? No, I wasn't. I was with the other person. Well, I thought I saw you at the mall with so-and-so. That wasn't them. And you're lying. And listen, if you had just told the truth at the beginning, yeah, you would have probably gotten in trouble. But now that you lied about it, now you're going to get in trouble for what you did and for lying. When you lie to get out of consequences, the consequences just increase. God is pleased with honest conversation. Honest conversation. What else? Number two. We're in Proverbs 12. We just read verse 19. Let's read verse 18. It says, "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." Listen, I understand that people can be jerks. Our human nature wants to lash out and get revenge on people and use that hurtful conversation that we talked about before. But number two is this. God is pleased with encouraging conversation. Encouraging conversation. Yes, people can be mean and rude and inconsiderate. Sometimes we just want to fly right back and say, "Well, you know what? You're an idiot and you're a jerk and here's the truth about you, blah, 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 blah." And we try to get revenge on them. That's just human nature, but it's not God's nature. When you become a Christian, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We're supposed to have the mind of Christ. Be like Christ. That's not God's nature to lash out and get revenge on someone and just embarrass someone and humiliate someone. That's not God's nature. No, God is pleased with encouraging conversation. Some of you may be in here and you make fun of people in school. That's not encouraging at all. How about that same person you make fun of? Why don't you go to them tomorrow and say, "You know what? I'm sorry for the way I've been treating you. You know, I just want you to know that if you ever need a friend, I'm here for you." You know, or, "Hey, great job. That's a nice, you girls, say, oh, that's a nice shirt you have on. I like that. Or your hair looks nice today." Or guys, you know, instead of making fun of a kid, "Hey, man, you know, I see you, you know, you do really well in sports. Just be nice. Be encouraging. Be kind to each other." That's what God's pleased with. God doesn't want us to be hurtful. He wants us to be encouraging with our conversation, even with one another here in this youth group. Encourage one another. Listen, if I ever got word that there was hurtful conversation going on here, man, God forbid I find out about it, because I'm not going to tolerate it. No, I want us to encourage each other. We're a youth group, we're a family. So be encouraging to one another. We don't need no cliques here. We don't need no cool people. No. We're not. That's not us. Let's encourage one another. God's pleased with it. God's happy with that. And here's the last one right here. Let's go to Proverbs 15. We read this verse again. The verse we started with, Proverbs 15, verse 2, says, "The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness." Number three, meaningful conversation. God is pleased with meaningful conversation. Like I said, it's okay to talk about your hobbies. It's okay to joke around once in a while. It's okay to talk about sports you like and sports teams, whatever. But also talk about things that are important too. Talk about things that are important. Listen, the sports scores for the football game. Hey, it's okay to talk about those, but those aren't super important. You know what's important? Conversation, meaningful conversation. When you know that someone's going through something difficult and you go and talk to them about it. Try to encourage them. That's meaningful conversation. Hey, when you know someone at your school who doesn't know the Lord and you talk to them about God, that's meaningful conversation. When you invite somebody to church, that's meaningful conversation. And God's pleased with that. Talking about things that actually matter. Honest conversation, encouraging conversation, and meaningful conversation. There's much more, but that's some examples of conversation that God is pleased with. So tonight, teenager, we're finishing up. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Is what you're daily talking about pleasing to God? Is what you talk about, your conversation, does it please God? Hey, let me remind you what the Bible says. Proverbs 18, you don't have to go there, but Proverbs 18, 21 says this, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Death and life are in the power of the tongue. "And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Listen, your words are more powerful than you think. They're more powerful than you give them credit for. You go and say stupid things about someone or to someone, you don't realize the effect that your words can have on somebody's life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Can you think of this? You know, probably even in your own school. Think of all the suicides that came from a person who felt like they had nobody, who felt like no one cared, who got made fun of. How often do you hear that? Someone commits suicide and you hear their backstory and you realize that they got picked on at school for being weird or being different. They took their own life. Some of them even took others' lives with them. School shootings you have. Listen, your words are more powerful than you think. Hey, maybe you felt like that. Maybe someone has made fun of you and you understand the power of words. People say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." That's a bunch of bogus. That's baloney. That's not true. Words can definitely hurt. Words can definitely, hey, we need to learn how to have thick skin. I understand that. But listen, words can still hurt. Maybe you've been the one that made someone else feel like that. You're the one that's made fun of someone or said hurtful things to people. Hey, your words have an effect. Your words are powerful. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And maybe that is you. You've been that person to make fun of people. Can I tell you? Get forgiveness tonight. Make it right. Say, God, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to make fun of people. Lord, let me use my words in the right way. Make changes. Hey, the Bible says in James 3, verse 5, talking about our tongue, about our words. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Hey, listen, our tongue, it's a small part of our body, but it's pretty powerful. Look what it says at the end of that verse. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. How great a matter a little fire kindleth. Yes, our tongue may be small, but it can accomplish big things. Negative and positive, good and bad. And it uses the illustration of a fire. How great a matter a little fire kindleth. Hey, I can start a fire in my backyard, my little bonfire pit we have, and I can start a fire and make a big burn pile and put all extra cardboard in there and trash and leaves and sticks and stuff that's in the way. And listen, I can use that fire for good. I can use that fire to make space in my garage, and I'm using it in a good way. But take that same flame, that same fire, and put it in my house when my kids are in there. It's not a good fire. It's a bad fire. It's a tragic fire. That same fire that, yes, hey, it made room in my garage, it burned trash, it could take my kids' lives. How great a matter a little fire kindleth. So how are you using your words? How are you using them? Are you using them for good or bad? Because listen, your mouth, your words are powerful. You know, those of you who've gone to Teen Spec, you know our preacher, Brother Randy Dignan, Brother Tony Shirley, other preachers, Pastor Rich, myself. Listen, when we preach the Word of God, we're trying to use our words for good. Man, you saw, if you went to Teen Spec or camp, you saw the preacher, they get up there and they preach the Word of God and they use their words for God. And God, we use it and lives were changed. People are saved. Man, some of your lives have been changed at those kind of meetings, at camp and at Teen Spec. Because someone is using their words in the right way, starting a good fire with their words. But someone can use their words, and they can be just as powerful in a bad way. Use their words to spread hate, spread lies. So how are you using your words, for good or for bad? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Let's have our heads bowed and eyes closed. No one looking around.